This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote about Lincoln for you. "Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The port is near. The bells I hear. The people all exulting." That is, of course, from the poet Walt Whitman. And his cry out at the assassination of the president, his captain, who had brought the ship of state back to one harbor, and still seaworthy. Whitman's tribute to Lincoln ends with the desolation of the captain cold and dead upon the deck. What happens when the captain is gone? Walt Whitman was a bold and passionate lover of men and had an inspired vision of Lincoln, Father Abraham, Brother Abraham. How deep must have been his love for the brown-skinned Western man, as he saw Lincoln to be. When in life and death, Lincoln could make grown men like Whitman laugh and cry, you know you have a profound human being. What must it have been like to lose Lincoln, not only for Whitman, but for America and really the world? To Whitman, Lincoln was his captain, who had become America's first martyr. Whitman asked people to remember Lincoln's death as a national tragedy, like Shakespeare's or the Greeks. It was such a huge loss that it could unify the country in its grief. The one powerful force across the country after the Civil War was grief. That is what Lincoln addresses in his second inaugural, asking that we bind up the nation's wounds, care for those who have borne the battle, the families and their children, and move on without malice, but with charity and righteousness, as God allows us to know the right. That was an agenda for the North and the South. And soon both the North and the South would be without the leaders that they'd had. Lincoln would be killed, and for the South, neither Jefferson Davis nor Robert E. Lee had a role they could play. What does a nation do when it is without its captain? When the ship of state is a democracy, what do you do when the captain is gone? So many people these days have been saying, really crying out, where is our Lincoln now? Who is our Lincoln now? Really, how can we do this? How can we navigate these Civil War waters without old Father Captain Abraham? What might Lincoln himself think of such a cry and question? As President, Lincoln wasn't seen just as a good captain. His opponents, who were many, called him a king, just as his own political forebears had called their president Jackson King Andrew. King was a dirty word in the Republic, but still seems to have been a recurring idea for leadership, good or bad. What if the needed leader is not a captain or a king? The photographer Matthew Brady once said to never photograph Lincoln's face showing the left side, as it was, he said, too feminine. The sculptor who did Lincoln's head at Mount Rushmore, Gutzon Borglum, who wrote extensively about the feminine qualities of Lincoln's countenance as seen on his left side. His bust of Lincoln's head in the National Capitol building shows Lincoln's left ear and head emerging and less defined. The author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, Harriet Beecher Stowe, had an image of Lincoln's feminine quality as his leadership characteristic. She said that he was both flexible and strong. He led not with rigid orthodoxy and ideological fixed ideas. He had principles, but like a steel cable, say attached to a post on a dock, it held, he held, fixed and firm and absolutely attached, but as if connected to a ship out on the water, his was a strong cable that could move and hold with the rising tides and strong cross currents. What we can see then in Lincoln's spiritual life is a shaping of his leadership as a life of balance. All of Lincoln's being was one of balancing and resolving paradoxes and binary opposites. That spiritual quality, I think, to balance opposites, is what Lincoln himself would want us to have now. I don't think Lincoln would want us to have another Lincoln. but rather to have the ability to balance opposites. The contemporary poet David White, who also is a consultant to Fortune 500 companies on leadership and corporate culture, says of Whitman and his loss of his captain these words: "In Lincoln, Whitman intuited someone who was neither claimed by the chaos of the waves nor chained by the stability of dry land, but someone living right at the conversational cliff edge of a whole nation." It's almost as if White is using the same image as Harriet Beecher Stowe and her steel cable, because bound at both ends, he holds a tense and strong national conversation. This is a leader who does not save us, but one who knows how to lead us right to the edge of the unknown, holding fast and venturing forth. He may not be a captain. She may not be a captain. That would not bother Walt Whitman one bit. This inner balance is what lights Lincoln down in honor and can save us as well, to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.